Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Hello and welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week we're going to be talking about the five secrets to the winning strategy that makes anything possible. All extraordinary people who do amazing things in their life put these five secrets into practice. Is it possible for us to do the same? I think so. First, we need to know what the five secrets are, then we need to resonate with them, and finally, we hardwire them in our brain by living them. Whether in your spiritual practice, your family life, in your creative expressions and hobbies, or in your work and what you want to contribute to the world. If you're a student, you can even apply these five secrets to your studies. We're all a part of the infinite field of vibrating frequencies talked about in New Physics. When you resonate with a positive, it automatically amplifies and attracts what is positive, energizing, and life-giving. This week, I'll be demonstrating the five secrets repatterning for the winning strategy, so you can resonate with and amplify your winning strategy. Those who are listening are welcome to proxy into this session, and because we all exist in an ocean of pulsing frequencies, we're all connected. Separation is an illusion, as they say in New Physics, so proxying in allows you to take part in the session and to benefit from it in whatever way is helpful for you. If you have questions or would like to have today's session, you're welcome to phone in during the first break, 1-866-472-5795. Before I tell you what the five secrets are, I'd like to share a story with you about a man who epitomizes the five secrets. Stories are important because, like ancient Greek myths, they carry the meaning and values of the spirit. They teach us important lessons. The best stories teach us how to live. Stories activate our symbolic, creative, intuitive, imaginative, right cerebral hemisphere. This is why we create good and bad stories out of everything that happens to us. Our right brain needs stories to inspire us to reach beyond our normal routine and achieve our greatness. The story I'll be telling you is about Ernest Shackleton, the man who failed to reach the South Pole, but whose achievement boggles the imagination. What he did has been called one of history's greatest epics of survival. Shackleton was a man who lived the five secrets that made this epic possible. In 1914, just as the First World War was breaking out, Shackleton and 27 South Pole explorers, sailors, a few scientists, and a doctor set sail for Antarctica from the whaling station of South Georgia Island, roughly on the same parallel with the southernmost tip of South America, thousands of miles to the west. Their goal was to be dropped off on Antarctica and to be the first to cross this frozen continent on foot. After 1 month of sailing south and 85 miles from their landing base, their small sailing ship, the Endurance, became stuck in pack ice and began to drift with the ice floes northwards away from their destination. In minus zero temperatures and sometimes 200-mile-an-hour winds and 6 months of darkness, the ship drifted until 10 months after leaving the island of South Georgia, it was crushed in the pack ice, broken into matchsticks. The men now set up camp on the ice floe, sleeping on ground sheets that weren't waterproof, living in linen tents that were so thin the moon could be seen through them, and sleeping in wet sleeping bags that would freeze into iron sheets. They had salvaged food supplies that would last about 3 months, and they had three small open boats. The ice floes were unstable, cracking open and closing up, sometimes only a few feet of ice between them and the sea beneath. Finally, they floated toward Elephant Island, 800 miles southwest of the whaling station on South Georgia Island, where their journey south had started. Shackleton decided the time had come to leave the disintegrating pack ice and take to the three small open boats and face the most difficult part of their journey. Now they had to keep to the open water and escape being crushed when two large masses of pack ice clamped together. Seasick, sleepless, exposed to constant rain and snow squalls, soaked through in -7 degree temperatures, they attempted to make a run for Elephant Island in gale-force winds that blew surging waves into their boats. After 2 days and nights without drink or hot food, with swollen lips, boils, and dysentery, they now faced the precipitous coastline of Elephant Island. After 7 days in open boats on the South Atlantic, 6 months drifting on ice floes with inadequate clothing, shelter, and food, and 16 months since they had set foot on land, they finally got through an opening in the reef. Exhausted, they slept in their wet sleeping bags in a blizzard that ripped the largest tent to ribbons. The following day after their arrival on this narrow spit of land beneath towering cliffs, Shackleton made another momentous decision, that six of them would sail in 22-foot open, it was a 22-foot open boat for the whaling station of South Georgia Island, 800 miles to the east and across the most formidable ocean on the planet. They knew they would be sailing through the notorious Cape Horn rollers, measuring from trough to crest as much as 60 feet in height, with winds at 80 miles an hour or worse. The small group spent the next 16 days on this epic journey. An intense gale that lasted for days, soaked every 3 to 4 minutes, day and night, and having to chip ice from the boat so it wouldn't sink under the extra weight. Two of the men close to death, and 2 days without any fresh water, they finally neared South Georgia Island, only to face jagged reefs spouting water 40 feet into the air. They waited out the night in the hail, sleet, and snow in a hurricane that drove them toward the jagged coast. The small boat sheered away from the cliffs, and suddenly the hurricane they'd fought for 9 hours subsided. The next day was spent trying to gain entry through a gap in the jagged reef line. Finally, after a fifth attempt, they made it through. Only later would they learn that a 500-ton steamer was wrecked in the same hurricane they had just weathered. And only later would they learn their voyage would be ranked as one of the greatest boat journeys ever accomplished. But their journey was far from over. After 4 days of rest, Shackleton decided that with their level of exhaustion and with the jagged coastline, it would be too dangerous to try and reach the whaling station by boat. He said that three of them would cross the unnamed glaciers and mountain range on foot. With 3 days' provisions and no sleeping bags, they began their ascent across unmapped mountains that no one had ever ventured through. They traveled for 36 hours without rest. Exhausted, their filthy clothes in tatters, their bearded faces still black with blubber smoke, they finally arrived at the small whaling station. When taken to the station manager's home, a Norwegian whaler described their meeting. "Who the hell are you?" said the manager. And the man in the middle said, "My name is Shackleton." The Norwegian whaler said, "Me, I turn away and weep." Finally, they had their first hot baths in 2 years. With World War I raging in Europe, it still took 3 months and 3 attempts to get back to Elephant Island through the pack ice to save the men he had left there. Shackleton's vision had been accomplished. Every life was saved, and each man made it home safely. Now, amazing and inspiring as this story is, we may wonder what relevance his epic has for us in 2008. The lessons of this story are timeless. Like all great achievements, Shackleton teaches us about the 5 secrets of the winning strategy that each one of us can resonate with and apply in our own lives. So what are the 5 secrets? The first secret is to have a vision. Shackleton had one great vision that he held onto through every horrendous challenge he and his crew faced, and which determined every decision he made to bring home every man alive. If you want to achieve your own greatness, you need to ask yourself, what is the vision that brings purpose to my life, that I can live with passion? A true vision always directly or indirectly helps others. Your vision is what inspires you and brings meaning to your life. When we lose our vision, then life becomes meaningless. As Viktor Frankl wrote about his experiences in the Nazi concentration camp, it was those who had a sense of meaning or vision who survived, even though they weren't necessarily the strongest or healthiest. Without meaning or vision, even stronger, healthier people couldn't make it through. So for us in our life, we need to remind ourselves every day, what is my vision? What brings purpose to my life? It is this vision that motivates your life. The second secret is to accept what is free of resistance. Those who powerfully rise beyond great challenges always accept the reality of what is. They don't waste their energy fighting or resisting the reality of what is. They accept and go into action, complaining, blaming, criticizing, gossiping, talking about how hard things are, achieves nothing. It depletes your energy and makes coherent action impossible. Shackleton lived in the present moment, accepting what is, and constantly moved into action toward his vision. The third secret each one of us needs to resonate with is to let go of regrets. The men of the Endurance said of Shackleton that he never gave in to regret. Standing on the frozen ice floe and watching his ship being crushed into matchsticks, a moment he was unable to write about in his diary, he let go of the pain without regret. He spent no time wishing the past could have been different. He kept his eyes on the present moment and the future vision he was determined to achieve. The fourth secret is to maintain your hope and optimism. The crew of the Endurance said that Shackleton was the proverbial optimist. No matter what happened, he maintained his sense of hope. As he himself said, optimism is true moral courage. He upheld the morale of his men through almost 2 years of unsurpassed challenge through his optimistic and hopeful attitude. Again, by resonating constantly with hope and optimism in your own life, you can avoid the hopelessness and negativity that only weaken your immune system and deplete your energy reserves. Optimism helps you cross the sea of your own challenges. The fifth secret is persevering action. Never giving up until you achieve your vision. Keep going, no matter what, till the last breath. If Shackleton had given up, all lives would have been lost. How many of us become hopeless, give up, face apparent failure, or when our dreams don't materialize as we want them to, or when we want them to? So we'll get back together again after this break and continue with the fifth persevering action secret, and then we'll have questions and session.
It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, proud sponsor of Matcha Dam's premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. FedEx and Matcha Dam's has a common objective, and that is deliveries on time. More babies begin healthy lives because of Matcha Dam's programs, and we can do even more, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Thank you. So before we take any questions or our session of the day, let's just finish on talking about persevering action. So it's worth remembering that persevering action is what keeps us going in the face of every apparent failure. And it's good to remember that Walt Disney went bankrupt 4 times before he finally became successful. And Muhammad Yunus, whose work to eradicate worldwide poverty through microloans to the poorest of the poor, had one obstacle after another to face. One of his big hurdles in the beginning was persuading the poverty-stricken women of Bangladesh who earn less than $1 a day to accept his microloans of $5 or less. Day after day, he would return to the village, talk to the women, win their confidence, until finally a few had the courage to break the social rules that mired them in submission and poverty, and 42 families accepted his very first loan of $27. Now, 30 years later, the Grameen Bank he founded has lent $6 billion to nearly 7 million poor people, 97% of whom are women. So this is a man with vision. And, you know, we need to look at ourselves. How many of us would have, if we offered money to a poor person, a few dollars, and they turned it down, how many of us would have kept on going back day after day to talk to these people and get them to borrow money? And so Yunus writes, we achieve what we want to achieve. If we're not achieving something, it's because we have not put our minds to it. We create what we want. So here's a man who lives the five secrets. Vision, accepts what is, lets go of regrets about what doesn't work, maintains his optimism in the face of every challenge, and perseveres through obstacles that are beyond our imagination. Thinking of ourselves in the same light as people like Shackleton and Muhammad Yunus seems laughable, but the five secrets they live are not so impossible. Once we resonate with them and put them into action in small ways in our daily life, we become energized by them. Our life takes on a bigger meaning, and we experience for ourselves that living these five secrets gives us access to the field of infinite possibilities for a life where we make a difference, not only to ourselves, but to all those we touch. So at this point, let's find out if anybody has phoned in. Wonderful. Okay, Shyama?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Fantastic. I'm on the phone because I noticed that the computer is a little bit behind the phone, so.
Aha.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, so that's interesting. Sometimes, you know, the frequencies are slightly off.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, did you have a question, or did you want a session, or you just wanted to report that?
Oh, actually, I would love to have a session if it's available.
Absolutely, it's available.
Okay.
Yes, okay. So you're ready for the big one here.
Yes, I am.
Yes, and Shyama, I'd just like to introduce you because you're a practitioner in New York City, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Yes, a certified practitioner, so it's lovely to hear your voice, and thank you for phoning in.
Thanks.
Okay, so Shyama, we're going to begin then with the repatterning called the Five Secrets Repatterning of the Winning Strategy.
All right.
Anybody who wants to proxy in can proxy in and be a part of your session in whatever way benefits them. Okay? So Shyama, what challenge are you facing where your efforts are not getting the results you want?
Well, I feel that I'm not able to communicate resonance repatterning as well as I would like to people.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the way I feel that it's a process that really empowers people to experience their own greatness.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to be able to communicate.
Yes. Yeah. So they really get their own greatness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the possibilities of their own greatness.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm just writing this down. All right. And you need to list any, I'm muscle checking for those who are being introduced to this for the first time. I check on the on-off strength relaxed muscle response so I can find out what Shyama needs. And Shyama, right now you need to list anything more in terms of the challenge? No. All right, so general muscle check. We're checking the whole of your energy field for this challenge. And just say, I'm not able to communicate resonance repatterning.
I'm not able to communicate resonance repatterning.
To people.
To people.
In a way I want to.
In the way I want to.
So they really get the possibility.
So they really get the possibility.
Of their own greatness.
Of their own greatness.
And you're on for not being able to communicate that.
Mm.
Yeah, you resonate. Because at the moment, then you resonate with not being able to rise above this challenge.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Shyama, we're going to now go to secret number one. In relation to wanting to communicate to people in a way that they get the possibility of their own greatness, what is your big life vision that inspires you, brings a sense of meaning to you, and that you feel passionate about?
Well, I feel that I want people to see that this is actually a spiritual work, that we come in touch with our own spiritual power
mm-hmm.
through this process. Mm-hmm. Not only are we able to resolve problems in our practical life, but we are able to come into living in the present, to really being in touch with this very moment
yeah.
and our whole being in this moment.
Good. So it's fascinating because you're describing it very, very nicely, but clearly you don't resonate with that. So I'm just checking on this. So it's really about coming in touch with our own spiritual path through this work as well as solving the daily problems, right?
Yeah, it's both.
It's both.
Yeah.
And being able to live in the present, in the
yeah.
present moment.
Well, it's okay to say something?
Please.
I feel it's as we become aware of our true nature that we can see daily problems from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We recognize that no matter what's going on in our lives, we're still able to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to respect and love ourselves.
Mm. Daily problems from a different perspective. And be happy. And what was the last thing you said about yourself?
And respect and love.
And respect and love ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could say more than be happy. We can be
yes.
wonderful. But
yes, wonderful.
Happy is a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. So good. So this is then really the vision that you want to live
yeah.
in life. It's what inspires you and brings meaning to you.
Yeah.
And you feel passionate about this.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So I'm going to check you then for, because this is the vision that you live. So I'm general muscle check. I'm going to just check this in terms of, we need to check Shyama for coming in touch with her own spiritual path through this work. Yes. So it's not just you, but it's also what you bring to other people. So say I come in touch with my own spiritual power.
I come in touch with my own spiritual power.
Through resonance repatterning.
Through resonance repatterning.
As well as solving the daily problems.
As well as solving the daily problems.
And living in the present moment.
And living in the present moment.
Through resonance repatterning.
Through resonance repatterning.
I'm aware of my own true nature.
I'm aware of my own true nature.
And can see, and I can see my daily problems.
And I can see my daily problems.
From a different perspective.
From a different perspective.
Be happy.
be happy.
And respect and love myself.
And respect and love myself.
And I bring this to other people as well.
And I bring this to other people as well.
And you're off for that grand vision.
Hopefully.
Yes. So this is really what a true vision is about then, Shyama. It's something we bring to ourselves and to other people.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Great. So you could see that with the Shackleton story, that it was really about his own growth within himself as well as what he brought to his crew. All right. So understanding the vision is needed, yes. And I'm just going to read this to you. Greatness and achieving great things in your life begins with a vision that inspires you, that you want to live for. A vision is not just an action or goal or something that gives you pleasure. A vision is big. It's a necessity to your life. It's something you live for the rest of your life. Having a vision and maintaining it through thick and thin is part of your growth and inner evolution. Meeting the challenges of your vision strengthens you and makes you develop as a human being, and makes you receptive to the unified field of infinite possibilities talked about in New Physics and in ancient wisdom traditions. The universe inherently supports a coherent vision, along with all the challenges on the way.
Mm.
Great, so now we're ready for secret number two. So Shyama, what are you having trouble accepting in terms of not being able to communicate resonance repatterning in a way you want, and in terms of this grand vision you have to feel that it connects you to your own spiritual power and helping you to solve the daily problems of life? What do you have trouble accepting?
Well, it's difficult for me to accept that people don't understand the language that I use. You know, that when I speak about your own spiritual greatness, many people just don't really know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And you need to list anything more? No. All right. So we're going to muscle check this. General muscle check. Say, I accept free of all resistance.
I accept free of all resistance.
That people understand the language I use.
Well, what I thought I said was that people don't understand.
I know. That's right. We need to get you resonating with accepting that.
So it's that people don't understand the language.
I know, but now I want you to accept. I accept free of all resistance.
I accept free of all resistance.
That people understand the language I use.
That people understand the language I use.
Oh, you know something? You're quite right.
Yeah, that's the
problem.
That's
right. That's right. I accept free of all resistance. Say it again.
I accept free of all resistance.
That people don't understand.
That people don't understand.
The language I use.
The language I use.
Quite right. You're off of that.
And it's not every person. It's just some people.
That's right. Okay, off this break. We'll come back.
Okay.
Okay, so just stay
right
online.
Here. Okay.
We'll come back. Okay.
Okay,
so just stay
right
online.
Here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the 7th Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
All right, Shyama, are you there?
I'm just turning off the internet because I understand that's what was causing the delay here.
So all right.
Still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
Good. All right. So, Shyama, we've just got that you are off for accepting that people don't understand the language you use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in other radio shows, we discuss that a belief is a thought you take to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you have trouble accepting anything, no matter how bad, you have a negative belief. What do you imagine your negative belief is concerning that people don't understand your language? What negative belief? You think
well, I guess one might be that people don't understand me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so your negative belief is that you don't feel understood?
Yeah.
All right. You need to list anything more? No. I don't feel understood.
Yeah.
So, and you can probably hear that that is an old, old negative belief that probably goes back way back into your childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. General muscle check is needed. Say, I don't feel understood.
I don't feel understood.
And you are on for that.
Mm.
Okay, great. So understanding, accepting what is needed, yes. And we've got quite a little bit here, so I'm going to muscle check. You need the first para here, no. The second paragraph's yes. So acceptance represents a highly vibrating, coherent frequency. When you resonate with accepting what's happening to you, free of all resistance, you tune in to this highly vibrating frequency, which helps you transcend the difficulties you're passing through. This high state of coherence that acceptance brings can by itself have what appears to be miraculous benefits, whether it's through self-healing or the strength you need to face the challenge you're going through with inner calm. Now, acceptance does not mean that you're passive or that you're giving up. It always involves right action. And it said that people who survive extreme situations are those who accept the reality of what is and then go into unhesitating action. Whereas when you refuse to accept the reality of what is by blame or upset or hopelessness, it creates tension. And the tension creates a non-coherent, chaotic frequency field that makes this change impossible. So in response to daily upsets, just try repeating, I accept whatever it is, free of all resistance. Good. So, Shyama, we're now ready to go into the third secret, which is to identify the regrets involved.
Mm-hmm.
So we've covered the first two secrets of vision and acceptance. Now, what do you regret in relation to the challenging situation of communicating resonance repatterning to people and your vision, which is a huge one in terms of the spirit of what we're doing?
Well, I regret taking so long in my life to come to this place.
Mm-hmm. This place of what?
Of having this vision.
Aha.
Having a real picture of what I would love to achieve in this life.
To my vision of what I want to achieve in my life. Yeah. All right. And you need to list any other regret. No. So it's a general muscle check. Say, I let go of my regret.
I let go of my regret.
That I have taken so long.
That I have taken so long.
To come to my vision.
To come to my vision.
Of what I want to achieve.
Of what I want to achieve.
And contribute.
And contribute.
In my life.
In my life.
And you are off for letting go of that regret.
Yeah.
Okay. That I'm just writing this down, that I have taken so long to. Good. All right. What can you learn from this regret? Because every regret we have holds a lesson for us.
Patience.
All right. And you need to list anything more? No. So say, I have patience.
I have patience.
And you are off for that.
Big surprise.
And understanding regrets is needed, yes. So, Shyama, we spend a lot of time and energy regretting what we've done or said or what we've not done. And we also regret that we've wasted a lot of energy thinking about what we haven't achieved. Regrets take energy, and they spiral you down to a depleted state of despondency and even depression. So if you want to achieve your vision and do your best and become your best, you need to be receptive to the learning in every regret and then let go of the regret itself and move on. Every time you resonate with the learning behind any regret you have, you'll automatically go into action and do something different. So for you, the great learning of patience, that everything, there's a perfect time in everything. Remember radio show number one on timing?
Yeah.
Good. So now we've done secret number one, the big vision. Number two, acceptance of the challenge, free of resistance. Number three, letting go of regrets and resonating with the learning of the regret. Now comes secret number four, hope and optimism. What do you feel hopeless and pessimistic about?
My website.
Your website. So what is it about your website?
I'm afraid of technology.
Okay. So, it's about your website, and technology,
yeah,
supporting your vision, right?
Yeah.
Supporting my vision. Let's just see if that's what we need here. Support my vision. Okay. And you need to list anything more? No. Okay. All right. General muscle check. Say, I feel hopeful and optimistic.
I feel hopeful and optimistic.
That my website. And technology. Support my vision. And guess what? You're off that one, too. That was a surprise, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And understanding hopelessness and pessimism is needed, yes. Hope and optimism are high-frequency qualities that energize you and make it possible for you to work towards your vision of bringing this work to people and helping them to understand the power of connecting to their spirit and also handling their daily problems. When hope is gone, there is no motivation to keep going. You give up and become despondent. You spend the rest of your life grieving a lost dream or feel that life is not worth living. Hope and optimism open you again to the field of anything is possible here, which then becomes the reality you live. So it looks like your website and technology is going to support you in communicating yourself out there. Good. So now we come to secret number five, which is perseverance, persevering action. What persevering actions do you need to take to realize your vision?
Well, I have to keep writing material for my website.
All right.
and hire a competent person.
I write material for my website.
Yeah.
And hire competent people
to maintain and design it.
Yeah, to maintain and design my website. Good.
And I learn more about technology, so I'm more independent.
And I learn more about technology. Yeah, it's a growing edge for a lot of us.
Yeah.
About technology. Yeah, to support my vision.
Yeah, and
all about supporting your vision.
Yeah, and to make myself so that I can do some of the things for my website.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Good. So you need to list anything more? No. And a general muscle check is needed. Yes. Say, I write material for my website.
I write material for my website.
And I hire competent people to maintain and design my website.
I hire competent people to maintain and design my website.
And I learn more about technology.
And I learn more about technology.
To support my vision.
To support my vision.
Of communicating resonance repatterning.
Of communicating resonance repatterning.
To lots of people.
To lots of people. Through
yeah,
the web. Whatever.
You are off.
Oh, goodness.
That. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be a practitioner, and this is why learning and growing is a lifelong process right to the last breath.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it okay for me to say something?
Yes, please.
Well, you know, it's very clear to me what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. It's just having the energy to do it is the issue.
Yes, and it's also about resonating.
Yeah.
Yes. So we may bring in energy a little bit later as well. Good. So we're going to check on some other ones here. Do we need little letter B here doing whatever it takes? Yes. So say, I persevere towards these actions.
I persevere towards these actions.
With hope and optimism.
With hope and optimism.
And do whatever it takes in the face of apparent failure.
And do whatever it takes in the face of apparent failure.
And you're off for that. So remember the Shackleton story. He never gave up.
Mm.
Okay? I mean, he didn't matter how tired they were. They hadn't had food for days. He kept on going.
Yeah.
So when you go against the apparent failure, your energy will come.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And you need little letter C on discipline. You do need that one, I'm muscle checking. Say, general muscle check, say, I have the discipline.
I have the discipline.
To continue with persevering action.
To continue with persevering action.
Towards my vision.
Towards my vision.
And guess what? You're off for that one. Yeah. And you need containment of emotional reactions. No, you don't need that one. All right. And you also need to understand perseverance here. Yes. So, Shyama, and all those who are listening, the nature of living in the physical body is resistance. You have a thought, an intention, or vision, but materializing it in the physical can be difficult. You meet with obstacles, and often insurmountable challenges beset your path. It is easy to give up. To achieve your vision, you have to face resistance. Resistance is the nature of the physical creation. When a bird's wings meet the resistance of air, it flies. When a fish's fins meet the resistance of water, it swims. When your feet meet the resistance of the ground, you can dance and jump and run. An airplane can't land when the temperature rises above 120 degrees Fahrenheit because there's not enough resistance in the air for it to land. We want things to be easy and free of resistance. But in fact, like everything else in the creation, we need resistance. When you have a vision or goal you want to achieve, you need to integrate the five secrets, or you'll give up and fail to get one. When you meet the obstacles of resistance on the way to achieving your vision, you grow as a human being. Each obstacle makes you stronger and more capable of handling the next obstacle until finally you attain your vision, or you've lived a visionary life trying to live your vision. That's all that counts. We'll be back after this break.
Okay.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Seventh Wave Network.
Fiction seeping into reality. Reality transfigured by fiction. A monument of wonders. Conspire with host and creator Roy Dean Doty as he shares readings, commentary, music, and interviews on the multimedia epic that'll change the way you think forever. A monument of wonders, a place where time is a honeycomb, where language spawns the fantastic, where consciousness is exploded, one inspired mind at a time. Escape the stricture of the soundbite film clip world. Enter a monument of wonders. Wonder is miracle. Wonder is life. Wonder is power. Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time on the Seventh Wave. Are you in?
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Thank you. Are you there, Shyama?
Yep, I'm here.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Wonderful. Yes, I can hear you. So here we are, and we were talking about understanding persevering action is needed, and we just need to finish this, yes? The visions we have change us, mold us, and demand that we rise above any weakness that comes between us and our vision. So your vision, Shyama, is going to change and mold you. It is going to demand that you rise above any weakness that you have in terms of technology and all the other things that may come in the way. Remember, athletes and dancers with a vision to reach the top, to be the best they can be in their chosen art form, constantly face the hard daily work, the exhaustion, and the intense climb towards perfection. The finished result is beautiful. So it's the same with us and with you, Shyama. With each daily resistance you meet, as you live the 5 secrets of vision, acceptance, letting go of regrets, hope and optimism, and continuing to go into persevering action, you too become beautiful. The beauty of living at a higher frequency and bringing the gift of that high frequency to others. Your coherence radiates out and inspires others to find their vision. So it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it's great.
It's much, much bigger than just you. It becomes something that involves many other people. So now we're going to go to the self-healing modality, and we're going to be using the acupuncture points without needles. So as an acupuncturist for many years, I've drawn together this very deep, wonderful five-element work and integrated it into resonance repatterning. And here then are 6 acupuncture points, possibilities to balance your meridians to support you to meet the challenges on the way to achieving your vision. So let's find out which one you need. And there are We're going to be talking more about these elements next week, if acupuncture, but let's find out which point you need Shyama. And you need the earth element or the spleen meridian for grounding, centering, and nurturing. No, you need the metal element for uplifting, to help you to reconnect to the divine within yourself. No. You need the water element or the bladder meridian point to give you the strength, power, and calmness and energy to handle your challenges and to support you in reaching your vision. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Very powerful point. All right, so this point is called Heavenly Pillar. And it's on either side of your spine at the top of your neck, and you can feel those big neck trapezius muscles. Can you feel them there?
Well, let me ask you, is this like at the level of the shoulders or the base of the skull?
No, so it's right at the top of your neck. So feel your spine right at the top of your neck, just before your skull bone, and come on either side of your spine at the top of your neck, not at the bottom of the neck where your shoulders are, but right at the top. And if you put your fingers there on either side of your spine in those big neck muscles, and if you tip your head back and forth, up and down, nodding yes, you'll feel the base of your skull. Can you feel that?
Well, yeah, I do. What I might have to do is put down the phone. But
okay, just put the phone down and just hold those. Actually, you can hold it with one hand, with your thumb and middle finger.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Any particular hand?
No, just with your right hand is fine, or whichever hand is comfortable for you, right or left hand,
uh-huh.
And whichever finger you want.
So should I be moving my head back and forth?
No, that was just to find the point.
Okay.
Yes, so it's a very gentle contact, and be aware that it's called Heavenly Pillar.
So my fingers are about an inch apart.
That's right, that's right. Just on either side of your spine, in the neck muscle. That's right.
Okay.
Breathe slowly and deeply. Heavenly Pillar. So the heavenly, that divine strength, divine power that supports us in overcoming our weaknesses, in really manifesting our vision. It's that inner quality of the divine that gives us the energy to handle whatever challenges come to us. By ourselves, who are we? What can we do? But within us, we have that quality of the divine that is always there to support us in reaching our vision and being of service to humanity. And you need to hold this point longer. I'm just muscle checking. No, you don't need to. All right. So now, take a deep breath and just integrate what you've done. Balancing out all your meridians. And now, we need to check to see if your resonance has changed. All right, are you ready, Shyama?
Yep.
Good. General muscle check. Say, I'm not able to communicate resonance repatterning to people.
I'm not able to communicate resonance repatterning to people.
In a way I want to.
In the way I want to.
So they really get the possibilities for their own greatness.
So they really get the possibilities for their own greatness.
And you no longer resonate for not being able to communicate that.
Terrific.
Good. Now the vision. Say, I come in touch with my own spiritual power through resonance repatterning work.
I come in touch with my own spiritual power through resonance repatterning work.
As well as solving the daily problems.
As well as solving the daily problems.
And living in the present moment.
Living in the present moment.
Through resonance repatterning.
Through resonance repatterning.
I'm aware of my own true nature.
I'm aware of my own true nature.
And can see my daily problems from a different perspective.
And can see my daily problems from a different perspective.
And be happy.
Be happy.
And respect and love myself.
And respect and love myself.
And I bring this vision to other people as well.
And I bring this vision to other people as well.
And you are now on for your vision. Good.
Yes.
For you. Say, I accept.
I accept.
Free of all resistance.
Free of all resistance.
That people don't understand the language I use.
that people don't understand the language I use.
And you're on for that. You resonate with accepting that free of all resistance. Once you let go of the resistance, there's no problem.
Right.
People will begin to understand your language. Okay? Mm-hmm. And your negative beliefs say, I don't feel understood.
I don't feel understood.
And you no longer resonate with that. And the regrets, I let go of my regret.
I let go of my regret.
That I have taken so long.
That I've taken so long.
To come to my vision.
To come to my vision.
Of what I want to achieve and contribute in my life.
Of what I want to achieve and contribute in my life.
And you're on for letting go of that regret. And say, I have patience.
I have patience.
And you're on for that. And I will phone you back and make sure that you finish, that you resonate with the rest of them, because we have now, we've run out of time.
Okay,
so I'll phone you back later, Shiana.
Well, sweetie, can I phone you right back? I actually have to leave.
Okay, all right, you can phone me later. All right. And just to let you know that the transcript of this broadcast you can get from resonatorypathing.net, seminars, and I'll be teaching the complete diploma training program of all the seminars. And next Wednesday, if you would like to tune in on Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., Truth Hidden in Your Goals. You want to fly into orbit with your goals and intentions and the higher truth waiting for you? You want to discover how the ancient knowledge of tiny decades help you balance your life and manifest your goals? You want to know three attitudes that have saved lives and that you can use for creating the change you want? Join us next Wednesday, May 14th, of living in tune and problems with joy. Thank you so much for joining us. See you next week.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network. Today I thought